To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heather, what's going wrong? Well, they couldn't deliver a baby in a maternity ward, Heather. They're hopeless at delivering anything. Thank you for that, Simon. 16 past six. Now, New Zealand's first ever land-based whitebait farm is about to open in Southland. A pilot project is launching today at the former Ocean Beach Freezing Works in Bluff with the aim of creating a year-round supply of fresh whitebait. The program is led by Manaaki Whitebait, and their aquaculture manager is Paul Decker, who's with us right now. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. Tell me how this works. Do you have giant tanks or something?
Yeah, pretty well. They're 10,000 litres each. They're a bit smaller than a normal swimming pool. And we also have smaller tanks for the breeding fish. There is an adult mum and dad whitebait. The giant cockapoo, they grow to over 2.5 kilos.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious. And they live for 30 years and they lay eggs every year.
Can you eat them?
Yeah. No, they taste like cotton wool with needles in them.
Oh, so when you say with needles in them, is that their little spines?
Little bones. Yeah, they're full of bones. Historically, they haven't been eaten. So basically, we eat the larvae, which is 12 weeks old, which is white bait.
Yeah.
And we then keep the adult fish, and every year we strip the eggs from them, the mums, and the milk from the males, and put them together and make babies.
Oh, so this isn't a natural... You're basically doing IVF, are you?
Oh, probably are. Yeah, I didn't think of it that way.
Oh, that's really fascinating. Now, tell me, because normally they'd be... Look, I don't know a lot about how to make whitebait work, but don't they normally breed in running water rather than stagnant water?
Yeah, that's correct.
So however, are you making the water run through your pools?
Yeah, they're tanks and the water that circulates, like when you pull the plug on a bathtub and you get that circular motion at the bottom. So you've got water coming in one side and it shoots around and the tank's always moving. And we recirculate the water. Once we're full of water, we use the same water by filtering it through biological filters. And there's no chemicals involved. It's all natural. And the way we breed, they only lay the eggs. Each fish only lays eggs once every 12 months. But what we have is different systems so that some of the parent fish think that it's the middle of winter, some think it's the middle of summer, some think it's autumn, some think it's some spring, and so on. And so we've taken a lot of years to get the fish into that regime, and that's done obviously with heat chill pumps and light control.
Is it going to taste the same?
It tastes absolutely. No one's been able to tell the difference.
So why am I getting this text? I'm a Southlander, inside farmed whitebait, no thanks, send it to China. What's going on with him?
No, I don't know. what people think that we're going to somehow put them out of business, I suppose. But in fact, there's such a hole in the whitebait fishery that all we're doing is backfilling. I personally think that the recreational fisherman has an absolute right to catch as many whitebait as they want, and that's fine. Maybe not a commercial activity as a fishery, and that commercial side will be filled by farming.
This is brilliant news, Paul. But, I mean, look, you're going to bring down the price of whitebait for me, aren't you?
Well, I think in the long term, we've got a few more years to go. We're not going to be producing tons and tons in the next 12 months. We'll get a few ton, and then as we get bigger, because it is a pilot study, and we went from the research of 16 years of research to where we then... Felt that we had to have a go, and so we're now having a go at the commercial side, scaling up really.
And good
then,
on you.
In another year, we'll all going well on the pilot, we'll then scale up another level and start getting into the 20-50 ton level.
Good on you, Paul. I love that. Good on you. I really hope it works well for you. Paul Decker, Manaaki Whitebait. Heather, stagnant is a strong word. Stagnant is a strong word. I'm sorry about that. What I meant is still. Still, right? That's fine. Could have used that, but then I didn't, did I? Anyway, Prime Minister could have told the truth and then she didn't.